Okay, headed to Salem, huh?
Yeah, sorry about that. Customers are calling in like crazy. It's going to get warm next week. Yes, I'm heading out to Salem. I got a customer out there. I got to clean up and get them systems running, clean them up for the summertime kind of thing. Just service call.
I know you'll take care of them. You headed out Highway 11?
Yes. I already made the where 276 turned off. I'm still on 11 out here. I'm about, it says about 30 minutes to go yet.
My place, I'm on over on 288. I'm running parallel with you, but I'm headed into Traveler's Rest.
Oh, you off today?
Tonight. I was off last night. I'm going to get a haircut and pick up a part for the truck and run to Lowe's very, really quickly.
Oh, gotcha. All right. Today's Thursday, correct?
Together too?
Yeah, it's Monday, Friday.
Sometimes it's like the month's gone already.
I know, it's May 2nd already, my goodness. Well, Saturday, you know what Saturday is.
The 4th?
Ah, you have to think a little bit more sci-fi. May the 4th be with you.
I was saying it, I figured that's what you meant.
Yeah, we went to Comic-Con a couple of weekends ago. It was over at the Greenville Convention Center down there. So we took the grandkids for the first time. My granddaughter's 10 and my grandson's 6. And I tell you what, they had a blast.
Well, you dressed up.
Not this time. We dressed up the grandkids, but we'll dress up next time. Yeah, we do that, and we have costumes for the Renaissance Fair, too, up in Charlotte. We go up there.
Do you change costumes? Do you have something, your favorite, or do you kind of do something different every time?
I do a similar costume. My wife is kind of like a pirate, and I've got my Irish garb on with my skirt / kilt. And accoutrements for that, but I don't know. I'm going to do something different this year.
Fine. It's great that your wife participates in that, unless you're forcing her to do that, but I can't imagine that's what's happening.
Oh, we dress up willingly. Gave you two HX sensor ID. Oh, no, we dress up willingly. We love it. We have a good
time. Yeah, I've never been... it wasn't something I was even familiar with until just a few years ago, believe it or not. But, it sounds fun. N4, is that okay?
Especially the Renaissance Fair, it's over in Charlotte. And it's like, I think, 6 weekends or 8 weekends that they do it. And each weekend is a different theme. We normally do 2 weekends. We do 1 weekend, and then a couple of weeks later we'll do another weekend, which is called Time Travelers Weekend. So you have a little bit of a mix of the sci-fi crowd and the Renaissance crowd. And that's fun to watch. You know, they get the jousting competition and all kinds of stuff there. It's a lot of fun.
I used to work with, he retired, but he had bought some property down in the Liberty area, I think. That's where he lived. And he was trying to get a Renaissance Fair type thing going there for a while. I'm not sure that it ever took off. I think he was able to do it for a few years, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's going. I just remember that was, it kind of surprised me when I found out that's what he did, because I just wasn't expecting it. He just didn't seem, I don't know, I'd known him for 20, 25 years or so, and all of a sudden I found out he was wanting to host a Renaissance Fair down on his property.
No, Gurr, they do a small Renaissance Fair in that park there in the middle of town now. It's obviously it's not quite as big as Charlotte, but they're trying.
Bunch of adult kids playing dress-up, isn't it?
Along with that. Hey, we play dress-up as kids. What the heck? We play dress-up as adults. Why not?
Playing radio right now, too, so it's just everything's how you look at it, perspective.
You're happy and harm to none, right?
entertainment's fun. You gotta do something to take your mind off some of the other stuff that goes on.
Especially like me, when you're an only child, you gotta have your slot cars and your trains and all kinds of, you know, all kinds of stuff to play with when you got nobody else. When you don't have brothers and sisters to beat you up.
Imaginary friends with you?
Animals here, yeah, you know.
I was not an only child. I had three older brothers and a younger sister, and we spent a lot of time playing things, you know, outside, doing back out in the woods and, you know, creeks and all that kind of thing. Really didn't get into video games much, a little bit, but they quickly outgrew me. I couldn't keep up with them.
Cousins that were pretty close, you know, physically close on Long Island, you know, a few minutes drive, and, you know, I had no problem there. So I made it up with plenty of cousins that beat me up.
Too, when you have siblings, especially three older brothers, constantly evading jabs and towel flicks and all kinds of stuff, you got to look out for yourself.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm getting a little bit of noise off the repeater while I'm out here, so let me get out of here if I lose it totally. Shane, you have a good day, and be safe. N4ZLK, KB2HXS, Mobile 73 for now. We'll catch up with you later.
Right out there, be careful. Enjoy your day. Nice to chat with you. N4ZLK.
Oh, yeah, we'll catch you later, KB2HXS. Yeah, you got a new vision of me now.
To poke my mind's eye out. And 4ZLK.
All right, I'll see you later.